In the 80s, I had a radio. I had a real band, I got nowhere to go. Except Aladdin's castle and a kerdrum. She had sweatpants, she liked a breakdance. She wore a pair of shiny parachute pants. I was a geek and she was a superstar. Was it just, was it just, was it just, yeah, was it just, while we're in the thick between us,
I should've made a sacrifice.
Or try to meet a set of standards. I had a pretty good collection of Masters of the Universe. I had Boba Fett and Greedo when I was pushing 17. She had tapes of Chaka Khan and Kenny Loggins. She knew how to back this game. She had eyes that looked around for the boys who I had lately grown to hate. At the time I was working on a novel, just another fruitless type distraction. I sometimes wondered what she would think of that. What if I had wilder ways of fiction, over wine and crackers by a lakeside? Would she have just stood back up and moonwalked
home?
While we're in the split between us,
I guess I should have made a sacrifice.
Or try to meet her set of standards. But she didn't have respect for the straight, cause I didn't have respect for that. Rubik's cubes were not my style, and they're still not. I was into D&D. Na 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 na. Upon the 80s, I never get pissed off at Ronald Reagan. I never paid attention to him back then. But that chick who wore the parachute pants, the one who broke my heart, the one who broke dance, I just hope that one day we'll meet again. I'm not sure, I'm not sure, I'm not sure, no, I'm not sure, I'm not sure what I would do. I'm not sure it even matters.